I'm Anthony Brooks. This is The Connection. In 1996, Madeline Peru had an acclaimed debut album and a voice that recalled Billie Holiday. Then she disappeared for 8 years. Now she's back.
Dance me to your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Let me see your beauty.
This is the first track off of Careless Love, Madeline Peru's long-awaited encore to that first album, Dreamland. On Careless Love, Peru wanders sensuously through an unusual blend of songs by various artists, all of which she makes sound like they were written for her own rich and deeply soulful voice and her own languorous take on the blues. She borrows songs from Hank Williams and Bob Dylan, a blues number from W.C. Handy, and this song by Leonard Cohen, Dance Me to the End of Love.
Dance me to the wedding now, dance me on and on. Dance me very tenderly. Me very long. We're both of us beneath our love. We're both of us above. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love.
Madeline Peru is 31, American born, raised in Paris, and lives now in Brooklyn, New York, and we're fortunate to have her in our studio today, and we want to have you join the conversation. What do you hear in the voice of Madeline Peru? Call 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK, and make the Madeline Peru connection. And Madeline Peru, thank you. Thank you so much for being in here. What a
Thanks
thrill.
A lot.
Yeah, it's great
Thanks
having you. And I want to introduce your band members. Can you actually, why don't I let you do that before we start?
Okay.
Just tell us who we're going to be listening to.
Johannes Weidenmüller on the bass. Scott Amendola on the drums.
Thank you guys for being here, too. Good. Well, let me start with a theme that I mentioned in the introduction, how you make these different songs your own. It's such an interesting mishmash of songs that, you know, might not have a whole lot to do with each other, but they do, and you make them have something to do with each other. And I wanted you to talk a little bit about that.
I guess it's true that the stuff on this record comes from various different eras and different songwriters, different kinds of music. From, you know, there's a Hank Williams song, so that would be in the 30s, and then there's a Leonard Cohen song and a Bob Dylan song, and actually Elliott Smith. But they, for me, I think somehow were most linked because they tell, certainly to all tell a kind of a story, a kind of bittersweet story. I think there's a certain amount of irony, and yet I feel like we found, you know, songs that have some kind of joy in them too.
Hmm.
I think
who
the
picked
attitude
them?
Was there.
Tell me who picked them.
I sat with Larry Klein for about 2 months in Los Angeles before we actually went into the studio. So we went through, sifted out through a whole list, ended up with just those 12 grains left, I think.
Was that an arduous process? Was it difficult? I mean, were you faced with, gosh, I'd really like to do that too, but just no room on a 12 song CD?
Well, yeah, I guess the thing is to admit that you can't just do any song, and that getting down to the nitty gritty. I feel like we're now working with some gems, 12 gems, and when I go out and play live, that's, you know, always a new discovery. It's pretty deep for me to do this now.
Well, we'd love to hear the one song in the CD that's your own. Don't Wait Too Long, and I'm wondering if you can do that. Talk a little bit about it, and then do it for us.
Don't Wait Too Long, yeah, is the only one that I wrote. I co-wrote with Jesse Harris and Larry Klein. It's about getting something done that you've been thinking about or talking about for quite a while. Always gives me a good feeling just playing the song.
Great. Well, thanks. Here it is, Don't Wait Too Long by Madeline Peru, and live here in the Connection Studio. And after the song, you can join this conversation by giving us a call at 800-423-8255.
You can cry a million tears. You can wait a million years. If you think time will change your ways, don't wait too long when your morning turns to night. If you think time will change your ways, don't wait too long. I know I got a lot to learn. Don't want to waste another day. And sometimes you gotta lose it all before you find your way. Take a chance, play your part. Make romance, and if it breaks your heart, don't think time will change your ways if you wait too long.
Thank you. Very nice. That's great. Now, you wrote that song with Jesse Harris, who's a bit of a star in his own right, especially after writing Come Away With Me with Norah Jones. I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about the collaboration on this song, how that came about.
Yeah, I guess songwriting is still remains a mystery to me, especially the collaboration part. But we had been working sort of on writing songs in general for quite a while, and this one kind of popped out when we were outside walking around. Jesse Harris has a tendency to carry an instrument with him sometimes outside of the case. So we were around Central Park in New York City, and he was, we were sitting on a bench, and I suddenly said, you know, we better get this idea out of the way rather than talking about it. So we wrote the song.
Just sitting on a bench. With a
we started writing this song. The idea came to us, yeah.
1-800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. Join the Madeline Peru connection. We're here in the studio with Madeline and bassist Johannes Weidenmuller and drummer Scott Amendola. And we're talking to her about a new CD called Careless Love, her encore CD after an eight-year hiatus. And we're going to talk a little bit about what happened in those 8 years. But not to make – well, let me start there, actually. Let me do that. What happened for those 8 years? And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about it. I know that there were some voice problems, and and take us through what happened there. You sort of dropped out of sight for a little while.
Well, there's a couple of things that that were clear. I was trying to make a second record, and I was still signed to Atlantic Records at the time when I started having a little vocal trouble. About 2 years after the first record came out, we were in the studio actually when that started being a problem. So that was an incentive for me to explore a lot of things, I think, partially because it suddenly made me think about not being able to sing necessarily. And it had been a while for that.
Well, we're glad that you're back and singing again. It's a delight. So we're going to come back. We're going to take a short break. This is Anthony Brooks with The Connection. 800-423-8255. 800-423-TALK is the number to call to join the Madeline Peru Connection.
Time will ever change me in a phrase if I wait too long.
This is The Connection. I'm Anthony Brooks in for Dick Gordon, and I'm joined in the studio with singer Madeline Peru, who's doing some songs off of her new CD, Careless Love. And she's here to talk about it and take your calls at 1-800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. And Madeline, let me talk to you a little bit about the quality, the sound of your voice, and not to make too much of this because I know you get asked this all the time, but many people are struck by the Billie Holiday connection. And can you talk about how conscious you are of that and to what extent she her style has influenced you?
Yeah, I think I'm very conscious of that. I think more so when I get more recognition and more attention in regards to the way that I sing. But I'm aware of my background and my influences and how that happened. I think it was very clear to me that I wanted to learn to sing and I needed to listen, and I. You know, very early on when I started learning to sing in my teen years, I listened to a lot of Billie Holiday because I really was fascinated with her technique and those recordings.
What was it that fascinated you?
There was something very personable about the way that she could open up music that had been so much more of a show tune repertoire before she got hold of it, for one. And also, I think that when you look at some of her work in later years, you realize that she was a dramatist. She was an amazing tragic performer. And she stood for a lot of things for me that I think most importantly in the end.
She stood for, I mean, you mentioned, you know, there was a lot of tragedy in her life. Of course, there's a lot more than that that comes through in her singing. But what stood out? What does she stand for?
Well, I think she stands for someone that is actually overcoming that tragedy. And in fact, I think the fascinating thing is that when she sang about tragedy, she was doing something that people wouldn't normally talk about. Even today, I think it's very rare that we have open discussions about personal tragedies and emotional tragedies like you know, like the ones that she sings about and that she lived through. And for that reason, I think just the fact that she was singing those songs was like, you know, like My Man, you know, people don't, when people don't talk about it, then it's as if it doesn't happen.
1-800-423-8255. 800-423-TALK makes the Madeline Peru connection. LJ is calling from Burlington, Vermont. Hi, LJ, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to make a comment. But before I make the comment, I'll give you a little background for me. I'm 64 years old. I bought my first record in 1948. And I do a jazz show on the University of Vermont radio station and for the last 15 years. And I can honestly say I really haven't been playing any female vocalists since Betty Carter died. Mm. There is an exception to the case, the young guest that you have on now. This is a free-form radio station, and even people who aren't in the jazz genre are playing this album. It's getting a ton of airplay. And there's a buzz in town about Madeline coming to the Burlington Discover Jazz Festival next week. And I believe the concert is sold out. Have you ever been to Burlington before?
I think I was there in a little club like 8 years ago.
Well, okay. LJ, that's high praise.
No, I'm saying this performance will be in a restored theater, about 1,500 seats, and the acoustics are lovely, and I've never heard a jazz musician who did not complain about the sound. You'll have a great time here. We're looking forward to see you next week.
Hey, LJ, before you disappear, what do you hear in Madeline Peru's voice? I mean, describe the quality of it. I mean, say a little more about she's the first female vocalist in many, many years that you put on the air on your show.
Because her voice is a musical instrument. I think it all goes back to maybe even Nat King Cole. Nat King Cole was an accomplished musician, a piano player, before he started singing. And I think that's reflective in his music, and I think that's reflective in Madeline's music. And she composes a lot of songs. So I just, you know, very unusual voice, and I know there's that Billie Holiday connection, but it's not Billie Holiday. It's her own thing, and I think that's what makes it interesting.
Well, great. Thanks for the call, LJ. I appreciate it.
I'm looking forward to seeing you next week.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Keep up the good work, LJ. Harold is calling from Quincy, Massachusetts. Hi, Harold.
How are you?
Very well. What's on your mind?
Okay. Welcome to the show, both of you. Okay. I'm an old hipster of 68 years old, Madeline. And have you listened to the music of Abby Lincoln at all?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a woman that is probably one of the most influential composers and lyricists and poets and artists since many of others that have preceded her, and she is from directly the legacy of Billy, yet she's an individualist. And, of course, Betty Carter was one of my favorites, too. Continue searching for your individual voice.
Right.
You can use many wonderful influences, as all great creator people seek, but seek to find yourself and be blessed with the gifts of spirituality that they have left us. And you're young, and you're still seeking your journey. It's a wonderful one.
Thanks very much.
Share your inner self. You'll be finding it as you go along on this marvelous journey.
Okay, Harold. Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. High praise and some heartfelt advice from our listeners here on The Connection. 1-800-423-8255. And speaking of making a song your own, Weary Blues, you're going to do that for us?
Okay.
And again, why don't you talk into it a little bit and tell us what we're going to hear and something about it.
This is a Hank Williams tune, mostly a song that reminds me of the ticking of a watch. Thank you.
Madeline Peru doing Weary Blues, a Hank Williams song. This is off of her new CD, Careless Love. Madeline Peru's in the studio with us at The Connection. You can join the conversation, 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. Madeline's joined by bassist Johannes Weidenmuller and drummer Scott Amendola. And am I pronouncing that right? Name right? I did it wrong, didn't I? Amendola, sorry.
Close.
Close enough, okay. And we'd like to have your calls. And let's take Shelley. She's calling from Columbia, South Carolina. Hi, Shelley, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to comment that my husband saw Madeline on a live television or a late-night television broadcast some months back. And the minute that we saw her, we immediately ran out and bought everything that we could find. We're both working blues singer-songwriters in our area, and the minute that we heard her, we got really excited because she's this this very young, attractive, supremely talented individual who could choose probably anything. When you have the talent to sing what she's singing, you can do a whole lot of things that take a whole lot less. And she's chosen to do this because obviously she's in touch with the art form and she believes in it. And there's an honesty to her music that just got us really excited for the first time in a long time about a female performer like that, especially one like her. And it kind of gives us hope for jazz and blues as a genre and their survival. Because, you know, so many other people are choosing to do things that will make them so much more money, but artistically are so much less.
Interesting. Madeline, respond to that. I mean, that's a really interesting point. I mean, you as someone who is upholding this art form, whereas you could have gone in another direction.
Well, first, I just want to say thanks because it's mostly a compliment, I think. It's important that, that I play, I mean, that this music is important to me, it's true, and it's also, I think, a question of my advantage of having had a really good education musically, I think, early on when you look at the span of American music in the 20th century and how so much of it is related. And I don't think that everybody that was growing up in Brooklyn in the 80s in my area and in my community would have heard the music of early blues players and Delta musicians and Cajun music and the things that I grew up with because of my parents' sort of community within the four walls, you know.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you a little bit about your, and Shelley, thanks for the call, great call, about your background and where you go. You were born in Georgia, raised partly in Paris. Can you talk a little bit about that and how that sort of informed your musical education?
Yeah, I ended up living in New York City after being born in Georgia and moved to Paris in my teen years. And I think actually leaving the country and bringing some of this music with me to a place where there's a different reception for it comes from a different attitude towards American music, but they have a great appreciation for jazz in Europe. And, that was part of what influenced me, what encouraged me to learn more of this music, something that I had always wanted to do, and to be in a little bit more of a sheltered environment from things rather than, the Big Apple.
Hmm. I'm interested, though, the bicontinental upbringing. And you say going over to Paris actually sort of refined your appreciation of American music from over there.
True. And I actually met some very interesting expatriates that are musicians, Americans, that, that I could learn a lot from in within this genre. And when I came back to America in 95 or 96 and made Dreamland, it was like, just being a completely from a different angle, completely different. And I had no idea what was going on.
I understand, too, you spent a lot of those years in Europe, at least some of those years in Europe, busking on the streets pretty much, with various bands.
Right. Actually, that was the other thing that would never have, I don't think, would have come about in the States. I walked around Paris within the first month that I arrived moved into the city of Paris and saw street musicians that night wearing funny hats in this beautiful acoustic street and crowds, stopping and just enjoying moments and nobody rushing off to work in the evenings. It was a very different life. And I just really wanted to meet people that I could play with, learn from, and try it out too.
Great. 1-800-423-8255. 800-423-TALKS. Talk makes the Madeline Peru connection. Give us a call, talk to Madeline, and we're going to take a short break and be back in a moment. This is The Connection. I'm Anthony Brooks.
Have got me crying. Daddy, please come home.
This is The Connection. I'm Anthony Brooks in for Dick Gordon. And I'm joined in the studio by Madeline Peru, bassist Johannes Weidenmuller, and drummer Scott Amendola, and they're doing songs off of Madeline Peru's new CD, Careless Love. And we're taking your calls at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. And let's take a call right now. We're going to hear from Rosemary, who's calling from Amherst, New Hampshire. Hello, Rosemary.
Hi, Hi, Anthony Brooks. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I listen to public radio all the time, and I'm 74 years old, and I learn something new every time. Today it's Madeline Peru.
Isn't that good?
And I thank you for that because I'm an old-timer who lived and was born and brought up in New York City. Mm. And in 1948, we used to go to 52nd Street. We'd listen to and watch a lot of people perform there and the bots along the way. And of course, I grew up with Lady Day. I do hear Madeline sounding very much like it's eerie almost, because it can make the hair stand up in the back of your neck. She's great. You're 31 years old, and you know what I hear in your voice? Mm. I hear your vulnerability, and I hear that from Billie Holiday, too, until she kind of grew into things. But in the very beginning, she sounded to me, or you sound to me, as she did in the very beginning of her early stages. You just sang a song called Weary Blues.
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me of St. James Infirmary.
Mm. Yeah, it's the same, actually, but just happens to be a song that Hank Williams wrote the lyrics for.
Well, it sounds good to me. And I, you know, I've grown into learning and hearing so many different types of music. And when I was 16, I'd go to the Old Met and we'd stand upstairs for 50 cents and listen to an opera. And so those days, I don't see the kids having that fun anymore, but they have different kinds of fun.
Different kinds of fun. Yeah. Rosemary, thank you so much for the call.
And I thank you for bringing Madeline Peru to me.
My pleasure.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You know, Madeline, it just strikes me, the few calls we've had in the last three quarters of an hour, a lot of them have been, most of them have been from elderly people who sort of hear something from long ago in your voice.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Well, that's so exciting for me. And it's exciting to see also at shows. I think we see a crowd of people that don't actually do that don't actually come out to hear music as much. And there are times when I remember one show I did in Montreal at a place, a little bar called Say What, which was kind of looked like a rock and roll club. But when it filled up for our show that night, I saw the most of the first area of the place was just filled with very dapper-looking, white-haired fans that had come out for that show that night. It was pretty wonderful.
That's great. Connection listeners, 1-800-423-8255, 800-423-TALKMIX, the Madeline Peru connection. A younger caller, Fernando, is calling from Madison, Indiana. Fernando, hello.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Excellent. Madeline, where you been all my life? That's absolutely wonderful. Gosh.
Hey, Fernando.
Is this the first time you're hearing her, Fernando?
Yes, first time, and doggone it, where have I been? I have to agree, first of all, with the gentleman I called earlier regarding the radio show himself. The fact that you can compare Madeline's voice, but you can't, that's as far as you can go. Madeline, you have a wonderful voice. It will only sweeten with age and use. I like to describe it as, first of all, visually, I describe it as, you know, these photographs that you can take using kind of like a nylon effect, a very smooth, soothing view, if you will. And as far as the sound, I like to describe it as a oboe, a reed, deep, smooth voice that you have. And I hope you don't take that wrong.
That's great. But the thing is, can we use that?
Absolutely. Do it. Now, I have to ask one dumb question. Would you kindly spell your last name so I know what I'm looking for at the record store?
All right.
In Louisville.
Well, I hope my spelling it will help because it's a little bit longer than it sounds. Peru, but it's P-E-Y-R-O-U-X.
Fernando, thanks for the call. Great call.
Thank you.
I just love hearing from these listeners and what they're hearing, especially the first-time listeners who call in after having heard you only for two or three songs. What's different this time around, Madeline? And by that, I mean Dreamland came out 8 years ago, and we mentioned you disappeared. Now you're back. Is there a different attitude about this tour, about this promotion, about putting the CD out and the energy that you're bringing to it?
Yeah, I'm. There's a lot of things, I think, that have actually changed in the end. And I think, you know, in general, I have a new intention. At least I have a new understanding of what I'm doing. I have a lot more. I'm actually a lot more involved in making decisions about how we go about, you know, doing the work that we're doing, but it's actually, some of it's similar because it's still an exciting ride, and it's just as many variables and unknowns. But I'm a little bit older. I think when I started going into the studio to make this record, I was hoping that there would be, you know, a real difference in my singing as well, and so that the maturity that I've been working on.
Mm-hmm. Well, we keep hearing from listeners. You know, people are struck by how young you are. You were 23 when that first record came out, and I'm wondering if that was a case of almost too much too soon. And that, I mean, I know there were vocal issues, but if that's why you needed to sort of step away from it for a while.
Mm-hmm. I guess it depends on who you are and how you feel about things. For me, maybe making the transition into that type of career mode from having been very much outside of a lot of social circles for a while.
Right.
I think my attitude towards music was a little bit less disciplined than it is now, for example, and I needed to make that change in order to do this kind of work. But it all has become even more of a surprise now, you know, that we're still doing it.
Okay, let's take another call. Margo is calling from Savannah, Georgia. Hi, Margo.
Hi. I wanted to call in and say I'm one of the younger people calling who's never heard Madeline before. I'm up on a scaffolding painting, doing a historic renovation in the house.
Well, be careful up there, Margo.
I called my girlfriend, who's over at the coffee shop with her iPod, and I said, get online right now, get this CD so we can listen to it while we have cocktails tonight. So, I'm very excited to find a new CD that sounds like this.
What do you hear, Margo?
I don't know Billie Holiday music enough to say whether or not she sounds just like her. I just find it soothing, and after being on a scaffold all day and painting and plastering, I think I'm just going to sit back on the veranda with my glass of wine and totally relax to this tonight.
Great. Margo, thanks for the call.
Okay. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
I love this music. So.
Excellent. Well, we're going to hear another song, and you be careful up on that scaffolding. Another song. You're going to Make Me Lonesome When You Go,
right?
Which, of course, is a Bob Dylan song. And, well, let's just do it, and then I'd love to talk to you about why you picked this song and what you liked about it.
Okay. I've seen love go by my door. It's never been this close before. Never been so easy or so slow. Been shooting in the dark too long. When something's not right, it's wrong. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Dragon clouds so high above, I've only known careless love. It's always hit me from below.
This time round it's more correct, right on target, so direct. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Purple clover, Queen Anne lace, crimson hair across your face. You could make me cry if you don't know. And I can't remember what I was thinking of. You might be spoiling me too much, love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Flowers on the hillside, blooming crazy. Crickets talking back and forth in rhyme. Blue river running slow and lazy. I could stay with you forever. Never realize time. Situations, events, relationships have all been bad. Mine have been like Verlaine's and Rambo's. There's no way that I'd compare all those scenes to this affair. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Oh, you're gonna make me wonder what I'm doing, staying far behind without you. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm saying. Make me give myself a good talking to. I look for you in old Honolulu, San Francisco, Ashtabula. You're gonna have to leave me now, I know. But I'll see you in the skies above, in the tall grass and the ones I love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go.
Madeline Peru doing You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go off her new CD, Careless Love. I want to ask you about that song, just as an example of sort of how you work and how you think about song selection. You know, when you hear Bob Dylan do that song, of course he doesn't sing it like a jazz song, and yet when you do, you make it sound like it was supposed to be sung like a jazz song. And I'm just wondering, you know, do you hear sort of the jazz potential in a certain song? And if so, how does that work? What do you hear? I think that question was clear, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I definitely, with this song is an example of something where we take something that sounded like a folk rock situation and tried to open up the vocal. I think it was a question of trying to have room to sing those beautiful lyrics. That's, I think, why this record was... really was footed on strong ground, because we had great songs, not just harmonically, but there's a huge poetic, I think, repertoire that I'm working with, starting with Leonard Cohen on the first track, and including then even Hank Williams, I think, and some of the other tracks that are from various, you know, writers like Tin Pan Alley writers, even in the 40s, but I think that this one stands out as being very, very poetic lyrically, and being able to sing those lyrics with more time for the vocalist to deliver them.
It really is like so much of Dylan's music, it's just wonderful poetry, but the poetry, you really hear the poetry the way you do it. I think we have time for one more call. Let's hear from Joyce, who's calling from Durham, North Carolina. Hi, Joyce.
Yeah, good morning. I just wanted to join the chorus of excited listeners about this music. It's just a little bit of Carmen McRae, a little bit of Nina, a lot of Billy. And I just wanted to congratulate the artist and wish her well. And I'm on my way to to pick up Dreamland and Careless Love.
Wow. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you.
Take care.
Interesting. Nothing but praise from our listeners. Tell me where you're in the process of going now. I know you're playing here in Boston tonight. Where do you go? Where are you headed to next?
We're kind of on a pretty long tour. I think we just started and we'll be going around the United States this June. In some festivals and some other dates like that. And in July, we'll be in Canada and Europe for other jazz festivals. But tonight after Boston, I think we go straight to Burlington, Vermont. Yeah.
Right, and there's a guy who runs a radio show up there who's looking forward to having you come up there.
Yeah.
So, Madeline, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
We've been talking to Madeline Perreault. Her new CD is called Careless Love. And playing with her, bassist Johannes Weidenmuller and drummer Scott Amendola. And I did it right this time, so I'm very happy with that. And to hear more about Madeline Perreault, you can go to our website, theconnection.org. The Connection is produced by Sarah Baker, Jennifer Ehrlich, Catherine Fenelosa, Jen Madison, Virginia Prescott, Christina Russo, Doug Sugarts, and Mary Stack. Our senior producer is Tara Murphy. I'm Anthony Brooks, in for Dick Gordon. This is The Connection.
Dance me to your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Touch me with your naked hand, touch me with your glove. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the